A public hearing on Friday evening over the critical habitat proposal for Cook Inlet's beluga whales drew well over 100 Anchorage residents. And while everyone agreed that the belugas need to be safe, the division over just what that means remains strong. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
In three-minute allotments, a steady stream of speakers came forward. Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility Assistant General Manager Brett Jokala followed a theme often heard from the city since the possible proposal first appeared. The whales needed protection, but...
We are concerned, however, that the designation and the primary constituent elements of critical habitat, as currently described, will be prone to misuse and may serve as cannon fodder for needless litigation. We therefore strongly encourage you to provide a better description of the function of the designation.
Anchorage City Manager George Vakalis described unknown impacts for the proposed Kinnick Arm Crossing Bridge, or the day-to-day activities at the Port of Anchorage.
It's very hard for people to understand what this all means. It's one thing to put a designation in, but if you don't specify what it really means and what's going to be the cause and effect, then folks have an awful hard time of understanding that.
In 2008, the National Marine Fisheries Service of the National Oceanic Administration listed the Cook Inlet beluga as a specific endangered species. By federal regulation, the Fisheries Service then had to consider the status of its habitat. On December 1st, the service proposed as critical habitat the Upper Cook Inlet, south of Calgon Island and extending north to the Turnagain and Kinnick Arms. Also included is Kachemak Bay, as well as a three-mile strip along Cook Inlet's western shore. Carla Dutton, the Alaska director of the Defenders of Wildlife, disagreed that the designation impacted responsible projects and activities.
Your own analysis shows the cost of critical habitat are relatively low compared to the benefits of a viable, healthy beluga whale population, the fisheries and the habitat that they depend on and that Alaskans enjoy.
Mandy McGuire, a marine mammal specialist in the service's Protected Resource Division, gave a summary of the proposal. She said the habitat designation focuses only on projects working through federal agencies, and very few projects requiring consultations are ever restricted.
17,052, that's how many consultations we have conducted nationwide, and of those, only 42 have resulted in a determination that the project would adversely modify the critical habitat.
McGuire noted several people spoke about the designation's financial impact. She says without specific details, it's impossible to make an overall cost estimate.
Without knowing how the project is going to be designed, when the project's going to be active, what the operational periods are, what the construction timings are going to be, we can't place a dollar figure on those activities to know if a critical habitat designation might cause the project to change because of the critical habitat.
The Anchorage gathering was the last of four Alaska public hearings. The public may still make written comments through March 3rd. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.